AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Donald Trump says peace through strength is the theme of his foreign policy. In a speech today in Philadelphia, Trump says one of the main targets is the Islamic State group.
Immediately after taking office, I will ask my generals to present to me a plan within 30 days to defeat and destroy ISIS.
Trump says, unlike his opponent, his foreign policy will emphasize diplomacy, not destruction.
Hillary Clinton's legacy in Iraq, Libya, Syria has produced only turmoil and suffering and death.
In Orlando, Florida, former President Bill Clinton says Donald Trump is sending a coded message with his slogan, Make America Great Again.
If you're a white Southerner, you know exactly what it means, don't you? What it means is, I give you the economy you had 50 years ago, and I'll move you back up on the social totem pole and other people down.
No action yet in Congress on increasing Zika funding. Florida Congressman David Jolly brought in a jar with mosquitoes from home in it. He asked what would happen if he opened the jar.
Members of Congress would run down the hall to the physician's office to be tested. They would spray themselves before coming down here. This is the fear of Floridians right here.
World War II pilot Elaine Harmon's ashes were laid to rest at Arlington National Cemetery today. She was one of the women Air Force service pilots, a group of women who flew military aircraft during World War II so that men were freed up for combat missions. Army officials concerned about limited space at the cemetery ruled that WASP were ineligible for inclusion at Arlington. It took an act of Congress to overturn that rule. The newest Apple Watch will also include an app to play Pokemon Go. Apple is also unveiling its new iPhones today in a ceremony in California. Wall Street stocks lower. The Dow is down 38 points. This is AP Radio News. Activists in Syria say at least 10 civilians were killed in a new airstrike on a neighborhood where there was a chlorine gas attack a day earlier. Hun Kabawat is a member of the Syrian High Negotiations Committee. She wants the international community to step in.
We want to work anything and everything to stop the killing of the civilians. As a mother, I cannot anymore tolerate killing the Syrian civilians. We need to stop the killings.
Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says the Transportation Security Administration had a good summer. But it was a rough start with very long airport screening lines.
We reduced wait times this summer without compromising security. We expedited the hiring of 1,368 new TSOs.
But Johnson wants more money. He says the TSA needs long-term funding from Congress. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.